to the award-winning team-building exercise Season 3. Yeah, the guys are running out of ideas for lists, so this season is gonna be pretty random. I hope they just don't give up and stop doing them. I think it's a great resource, but what do I know? Alright, these knuckleheads are talking about the Enforcers. You know, every time I try to have a nice party with my Hulks, they always bust in and they crash the party. It annoys me so much.
How come you never invite me to your parties, Georgie?
Now shut up, Boomer.
Welcome to the award-winning team-building exercise. This is Season 3, Episode 8. The new enforcers. And I'm Rob.
And I'm your jolly old elf, Jack.
And I'm Georgie.
And I'm Boomer.
who's going first?
Wait.
You know, we all go first. All right. So, for my leader, I'm going to be taking...
Whoa.
I wonder what's happening. Coach, you let these guys out again.
What the hell's going on here?
What are you doing here?
I'm here.
I thought I was doing this.
Doing what?
Just doing the podcast.
No, I didn't have to go to the appointment. I stayed home.
Oh.
Wait, we're recording tonight?
I guess so. I guess they are.
Rob, who told you we were recording tonight?
Well, I sent a message. I assumed it was you that responded, but now I'm thinking it wasn't you that... Damn the internet.
That wasn't me. That was Boomer.
Oh, now you're putting it on me. Okay, I see how it is, Georgie. Two of you idiots are in here. The dog is going crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. Should I get out of the chair?
Get out of the chair. Get out. Out.
Did what you have to jump down off the chair?
What about me? Can I stay in the chair? No, you get the hell out too. Oh. Get out of here. Get out.
You have to pressure wash that chair now.
Yeah, you know what it is? I wrap Boomer's butt in this cellophane so it doesn't stink as much. It's kind of like a cellophane diaper.
A good plastic reinforced diaper to keep his fecal hijinks at bay.
Kind of like dental dam, but for asses.
What happened to this show? I even said award winning this time.
I don't know. You sent out a message and I didn't even get it. I just kind of just happened to be in the neighborhood.
Yeah, lucky you showed up. We'd have been in trouble.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know about that, but as far as Jack was telling me, everybody wants to replace me. Terrible.
So, Jack, I hear you made a list.
I did, and I suspect now that there's no chance of me being interrupted.
That's right. It's happened already.
This is my time to shine. I'm going to put down my figgy pudding and begin my list and know for a fact that I will not be interrupted.
Yep, ease right into this one. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Is that that thing that Jack always, he like hears voices and stuff, and then he thinks I interrupt him?
Yeah, that's true.
I was just saying, because, you know, Jack always seems to think that people interrupt him, but I don't understand. You know, he always gets his thoughts out, and it's part of the award-winning team building exercise. Nobody would ever cut him off.
So, my
especially in this festive season where, you know, peace on earth and goodwill towards man, you can't be cutting people off. I mean, that just ain't right. That just ain't right. Right, Jack?
I could be at home making some dank memes about Mantic properties, but here I am being cordial.
All right.
All these shenanigans, and I expected Rob to pipe in, and he didn't. It was like deadly silence on the other end.
Rob's a professional. He knows when to let the underlings take over for a while before he cuts it in. So,
do a little skit, a little bit before getting down to the brass tacks.
Right, a little tomfoolery.
Yeah. Okay, so as everyone knows, we are doing the Enforcers this month. And to begin with, I took the Enforcer Captain. Now, the reason I took him, he's all right. He's all right. He's got the standard, the jump pack, which, you know, it's not the end of the world if they do or not, you know, don't have a jump pack. It's not the big the big thing. Energy Gauntlet, pistol as stock.
I'll tell you what, Jack, I disagree. The jump pack is awesome because you can go anywhere with it. That makes these guys super duper mobile. You know what I mean?
I'd rather have 1-3 or 2-3, like all the play.
I understand that, but you know what? I don't know how you guys play, but if you don't have if you can't move orthogonally, then the jump pack gets into it. And then if your opponent is running, let's say the Marauders, and he's like, all right, I'm going to jump up here. See, but you don't have a wall to climb up. You gotta be on that.
Well, our terrain isn't built like a paintball terrain. We build it with four walls. Every single one of our buildings has four walls, pretty much. There's a few destroyed buildings that don't, but generally. Right. So I think we never really come across that as much as if you were playing on different boards. I think that's the big thing, probably.
Mm. Well, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
But by prefacing it by saying it's not, you know, not what drew me in, that's a pretty subjective thing. I don't know if anyone can, say, interrupt someone else.
No, I think you're wrong, Jack. You're completely wrong. We can interrupt any time.
Okay, I didn't know that's the direction that the award-winning team building exercise was going to take.
I think it always took that, didn't it? This is not something new. I think you should be used to it by now. This is like year three.
I thought so, but it's evolved. It's like the aliens from that movie franchise.
Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks.
Is this the Jack Affirmation Show? This show.
Poor guy.
That's what I just look in the mirror every morning and just tell everyone.
I'm an okay guy. I can do this.
Just in case.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough.
Gosh darn it, people like me.
People like me.
In case anyone doesn't know what Stuart Smalley is.
Yeah, that was only like a 40-year reference there, but it's fine.
Get back in the Wayback Machine and go visit Saturday Night Live when it was mediocre.
Yeah, it wasn't even good at that time.
Yeah, that guy's a state senator now. Or no, well, he's I think he was thrown out.
Yeah, wasn't he disgraced? Yes.
Yeah, some of that Me Too stuff. But
That's how far we've gone. He was a state senator, and now he's not anymore.
Right.
He's gone on the other side of it.
I don't believe that turned out to be a factual thing, so I don't know if he's disgraced or not.
He resigned, I think so. I don't know if he's disgraced technically, but he resigned.
Yeah, but we've always said that we do a show, like, for us. So, you know, if anybody doesn't know that, as long as the three of us know it, that's all that really matters at this point.
Okay. In canon, it was, in fact, Stuart Smalley, not the actor who portrayed him. He was a senator. He made some unfortunate advancements towards a young lady and then was disgraced.
And then he became an enforcer captain.
Yes.
Which Jack took in his list.
Which I did. Not for the jump pack, not for the... he's got Tactician 2, nice. Which is nice. And his splat is called Stalwart.
Coach, what does his splat do?
Well, Stalwart is enforcers are famed for their resilience and stubbornness, kind of like myself. You may spend the special result on your command dice to immediately reroll any number of your dice on a survival test. That is badass, man. That splat is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's a pretty straightforward. There's not going to be too much in the way of can it, what it, when, how. It's basically cut and dry, and pretty good in my eyes.
Oh yeah, no, that comes in really handy. And you know, you're talking about pretty much across the board for the enforcers. You're a 4-up save. And if you could reroll on a 4-up save, that is fantastic.
Yes, I agree. So I kind of leaned into being more tanky than like a fast, elite, squishy, scouty strike team. So for my troops, I took two assault enforcers with the defender shields.
What?
Nice.
So hopefully now I'm adding a little more, stick-to-itiveness. There's going to be some stalwartness for sure. And, I like the Assault Enforcer, actually. They were trash for a long time. Like a joke of a troop. No one ever took them. And, they're all right for the cost. Really. I'm 20 points. I understand some people who play different factions will be like, oh, that's outrageous. That's far too expensive for what they do. But for the Enforcers, none too bad. And with the Defender Shields, they're going to be in a support role anyways. So hopefully they're not going to have to be too much in the using their wrist blades.
But, well, giving a Defender Shield, now you're up to armor 2, plus you're giving the guys in the cube with them, who, I don't know the rest of your army, you're giving them another armor. So that's, you can actually have a cube of 4 guys with armor 2. If you play your cards right, or armor 3.
Which I'm hoping that I'll be able to stack at least one of them with the final 3 troops types that I have here. I took 3 Pathfinders.
Nice.
And they all have plus ammo because I had points left over due to some alignment of the stars that I was unaware of at the time of the making of my army. So they have ammo. The Pathfinder is, I wouldn't say the best troop in the game, but, it being subjective, no one's going to turn their nose up at Pathfinders. So 3 of them, none too shabby. And the Tag Rifle makes them. I know some people make an Enforcer list and they'll lean real heavy with the Pathfinder captain and really just like 6 Pathfinders. But I think even...
He's talking about you, Coach.
three...
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What was that?
Hopefully with 3, one of them will get the tag on and the rest will follow up. So I followed that up for my specialists. Now, here's where I'm getting a little tanky. I took 2 Peacekeepers. One of them has ammo. And the Peacekeeper for 30 points, it's kind of pricey. That is the price of some leaders in some factions. But with their double-barreled laser, with the weight of fire and the rapid fire, they can deal some damage, but they survive on 4s, fight on 5s, shoot on 4s. That's not too bad. Add in armor 2, yeah, they're going to be around a little while.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, if you want, for a special deal just this holiday season, we can reduce that price to 26.
And see that I just made the same mistake I made at the beginning there. And
I thought this was a bit.
It wasn't a bit. No, I'm still looking at the Battle Scribe, which is a bit out of date still.
It just went over this for half an hour.
FAQ changed the price of Peacekeepers, it seems. We found out in the pre-show. And hence everyone's Jack has ammo. So...
Hence, I had to ejaculate ammo all over everyone. I had to vigorously shake my cachet until ammo spurted hither and yon.
It's one of those things where we made the change, but for some reason didn't get in the book. So, but it's a really good change, I think.
And it is in the FAQ that is on the Mantic site in the free rules section. So it's if you're playing Dead Zone, you got to check out that FAQ because it did change a few little things.
The one on the Dead Zone Fanatics is 2.1. This is 2.2. 2.2. That's the up to date one right now.
See, you're saving everyone a lot of heartache. The same heartache I just went through. Hopefully, Battlescribe gets updated. We may or may not know the man with the plan in that regard. So.
He's too busy doing cons and dominating podcasts and.
Yeah. He is the reason no one listens to us anymore, so.
I thought it was just because we suck.
Frantic Gamers!
See, we're contractually obligated to mention him.
Yes, and also, I when I shake my fist at the sky and shout at the clouds. So, last but not least, for my last specialist is an enforcer specialist, whom I gave a incinerator for 4 points.
What?
Because I kind of like the it burns as a, just a little bit of randomness, hopefully is a little bit of suppression to get my peacekeepers up and about, and, they're short range, and I think that's where my other assault enforcer with the defender shield, the two of them would buddy up. Peacekeepers are pretty big with their size, so then you really have to decide who's getting in that square with them. So size two, you could fit, you know, a peacekeeper, a incinerator, assault enforcer with a defender shield, but that's a lot of eggs for that basket.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as it is the Yuletide and not Easter, we don't want to address that.
There's a lot of oranges in those stockings. How's that?
That is persimmons.
Is that a Canadian thing?
You guys don't put oranges in stockings? What? You'd be kind of freaks.
Come on.
Come on.
That goes right in the toe. It always does and always will be.
Yeah.
Is that like because you guys are up north and... I thought that was like a Florida thing.
No, it's a British thing, I think.
I think it is, too. I think it is from our alliances. Our lovely friends across the pond started it, and we brought it over here and spread it like the joy that is us.
So your list, yeah, is how many points? That's 200 points on the dot?
Without the FAQ accounted for, who knows? It's chaos right now.
I think it is 200.
I suspect that if there's ever going to be a mistake in any list I've ever done, this is the month to do it.
Could be.
Kirby.
I thought that was April.
I thought that was every month ending in R.
Mm.
So that's your list. Yeah, good. It's fancy.
It's kind of like a, it's kind of, I didn't lean too heavily into any one thing and I didn't go flashy. It's a serviceable list with a little bit of everything. I'm no enforcer expert, but I think that's a good start. I'm looking forward to seeing what my two compatriots have to say, what they have logged in on their 5-inch floppy disks for their entries into the award-winning team-building exercise.
And we'll hear those things after this break. Take it away, Georgie.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. Was that gunfire? Damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
What up, y'all? Coach, Jack and Rob, Rob and Jack and Coach, coming back at you. We are doing the Enforcers. Looking forward to Rob's. This was Rob's original favorite. I don't know what his favorite is now, but he fell in love with the sniper, and that brought him into Dead Zone. So let's see what Rob has. What do you got, Taskmaster?
Yeah, it was the armored guys. I thought they were cool. Unfortunately, they become the generic generic lists. But I think that'll come later when I can rant about my poor enforcers. But I decided to go for I could have done like Jack said, the Pathfinder way. But I purposely tried to make a list with no Pathfinders in it, so I'll let you know that right now. Because I wanted to try something different that is, you know, a little different than... Because, yeah, the way to go really with Enforcers is the first time we did the Enforcer list is all Pathfinders. That's the way to go for Enforcers.
Well, it's hard, just in general, it's hard to make these lists because there's not many changes made to them other than some points differences. But other than that...
Yeah, they're not like some of the other ones, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there wasn't really a need to make big changes in them.
Well, there is because they suck, but...
I don't know about that.
Anyways, my list, I started, I was flip-flopping between the captain and the sergeant for the enforcers, and I ended up on the sergeant because you'll see later why. But, enforcer sergeant, 4-5-4 for his stats, TAC 1, armor 1, size 1, obviously, pistol, energy gauntlet, jump pack, recon 4 plus, which is great. So I like that. Yeah, the only problem is the TAC 1. Yeah, TAC 2 is nice, but TAC 1. That's the captain's got TAC 2 and recon 4. So they're similar, but you get the extra TAC with, the captain. But he has more points too, though. He's like, what, 6 more points? So.
Yeah.
28 points for this guy. 3 VPs, which I think they're all 3 PV. No, he's 4 VPs. Wow. The captain's 4 VPs. Jeez, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's TAC 2, that's why.
Yeah. So I went for the Enforcer Sergeant, and Coach, please tell us, what does Mobile Infantry do?
Mobile Infantry is spend their Army Special Result at the beginning of a model's activation. If the active model is equipped with the Jump Pack and does not have the vehicle ability, it may make a free sprint action. The model may not take a second sprint action or a move action this activation. So basically, you move them, you know, you get a free sprint, which is 2, and then you can shoot a heavy weapon, or you can...
Yeah.
You know, do another shoot, or you can put a command dice on them, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. So you just can't move or sprint again, so you can't move 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
But, still pretty good. They get that. And that is, really the point is you can use heavy weapons without trouble. You get either the move dice or this. It gives you 2 chances on your command dice to get that ability. So. For my troopers, I did take assault enforcers. I took 4 of them. 14 points each, pretty cheap. And, they do fight on 5s, which isn't great. It's pretty average, but I wish they fought on 4s. But they do get frenzy 1 now, at least. That helps them a little bit. That'll help move. Compared to what they were last time, this is a big improvement. Yeah. They do have that wrist blade with AP 1, so you get some armor, AP right there, so. And they do all have jump packs, which is good too. So that the sergeant's ability works on them. If you're really going to use it for them, probably not. But because they're going to be fighting anyway, so they're going to be charging up anyways.
We can all agree that last year this time, no one would have taken an assault enforcer, and now 2 lists have them, and it's because they went from a joke to actually, a functioning unit
and cheapest option for troops for them too. So because they
also 1 VP.
Yeah, 1 VP and the other ones are 2, and they're 1 point cheaper than the Pathfinder and 2 points cheaper than a normal enforcer. So yeah, you cheap out that way, but which is nice. But I make up for my VPs in my next 4 specialists. I took enforcer specialists, 1-2-4-6-4, so they're not fighties, they're shooties. Armor 1, which is good. Mine, all 4 of them have sniper rifles. So that's what I'm going to be using his splat for, to move my snipers up. And 30 points, though, that's pretty steep. They're the same price. Actually, they're more expensive than the Peacekeepers now.
Yeah.
And so they have range 10 AP-1 heavy sniper scope on their weapons. I gave 2 of them ammo because I had extra 4 points left over. And yeah, they're 3 VPs now and 30 points. That's pretty steep, but... Hey, you said I like snipers. I hear you like snipers. Well, take 4 snipers.
I hear you like snipers in your sniper list.
Yeah. So that ends up being 200 points right there. So this is a total sniper list. You got the assault enforcers running up trying to add a distraction while the snipers just pick people off. I'm not sure how well this list would actually work, but it would be fun trying because just being able to use that Enforcer Sergeant's ability to move snipers into position really fast, that'd be really nice. So,
well, you know, it's not only that. You can move them and then move them. You know, so you could use mobile infantry, move them, and then shoot something because you have, you know, technically you haven't moved. And then you can use shoot dice again. So, you know, you're gonna go, you know, tack dice heavy, but still tack one is it's all right.
Yeah.
Tack one is the usual.
Yeah, that's why this Enforcer Sergeant with tack two would be really powerful, I think. I think that's for balancing. That's good that he only had tack one, because you get too many of those dice going, you could really abuse the snipers.
Yeah.
So that's my point. Yep.
But that's the thing, though. That's, you're paying 30 points for him. He better get to work. And, exactly. You know, but then again, to make it work, what you're thinking, it's 30 points, and then you're using two tack dice, you know, command dice. So
at least, yeah.
It's so you're like, wow, he killed two units or, you know, whatever. But, you know, 30 points and two command dice is a lot. That's a lot.
And three VPs too. So
right,
these guys have to really kill they have to at least kill like three people each to make up for what they're worth.
Right.
So yeah, it's a little bit, that it could really backfire if you get, people taking them out quick, but as long as the assault enforcers can kind of slow down the melee attacks on them, they'd be able to pick guys off as they come up. Hopefully, Jack Cates and snipers, so I'd love to use this against Jack, because I know this would be his, like, antithesis of a list.
Well, it does have your stank all over it, because most of your faction lists, the first round, you just an abusive wave of destruction. But if you can't decide the game in that first round,
exactly.
You wither afterwards. So that a lot of your lists are just the first round pulse bombards or you know, sniper fire, something like just this outrageous wave of destruction, and then after that, if you can weather that, you have a chance.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. It's, you got to take out a lot of guys that first round, otherwise they're gonna get swarmed, and then that'd be it. Especially against like plague dogs or something, this list would be, because they can just run up, and you're trying to take out so many, but you can't take out enough, or zombies too. Things like that, where you just can't kill enough before they get to you. But against other things, maybe against marauders or dwarves, this might be an alright list. Against plague, I don't think it'd be worth that great. So, Coach, what does your list look like? Is it anything like ours?
Of course not. So, what I did was, you know, everybody wants to go against the grain and say, oh, this, that, and the other thing. So I wanted to do something different. So I went with the Pathfinder Sergeant, which I never take. And, you know, 4-5-4, 22 points, 3 VPs, cheapest of all the leaders.
Yeah.
The new thing is as a tag rifle, which, why he didn't have a tag rifle before. Absolutely.
That was a misprint, I'm sure. Yeah.
But, there's a few reasons other than, you know, if you want to go Pathfinder heavy, you don't have to go Pathfinder heavy to take the Pathfinder Sergeant. The first being that the recon is the 3+. Now that comes in really handy. You know, that's lowest of the low right there. All right. That's number one. Number two is, target acquisition, which basically is, you can, use a command dice to mark an enemy as a target for the rest of the round. The model is treated as though it has been marked as a target by the model using a tag ability. Does not count and require line of sight. Does not count as an action. So basically the tag rifles, you tag them and you shoot them. And everybody who has a tag rifle kind of hones in on it and can shoot. With target acquisition, you can mark it, and your tag rifles and everybody else gets a +1. So it's really strong offensively. You know, like where Jack was taking Stallworth, which is very, very defensive, you know, a defensive splat. This one is very, very, very alpha strike, you know. Very offensive. That's why I like it. So, you know, in my mind, the path, they're all pretty good. You know, they're all really good, but I kind of lean towards the, Pathfinder Sergeant. I just like it so much. And then to really break the mold, you know, I know the assault enforcers have frenzy now and they're a lot better. You know, they're only one VP. So I went with 4 Pathfinders because you guys keep talking crap, but you're like, oh, I don't want to take Pathfinders because they're too good.
This is the list, yeah. Like, that's the only reason we didn't take it, because we kind of assumed that you would.
but here's the thing. Did you hear what I said?
I took three of them.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear what I said? I took four Pathfinders. That's it.
Just four. I know. For you, that's not much.
Yeah. So what I did was, in my specialist, I took two specialists. The first one is the 26-point Peacekeeper, Jack, 26-point Peacekeeper, one with a Defender Shield, and one with the Burst Laser, because I love me some Burst Lasers. And I always like the Air Guitar Peacekeeper, because I always give that guy the thing. You know, so, you know, Defender Shield, help him out, move some guys up, or, you know, move the two Pathfinders can go up together. And then this is where I've evolved or devolved or whatever. I ended up taking the Ajax Strider.
Oh.
One with the Aggressor Shield and the Gravram Spear.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you know why? Because someone really near and dear to my heart gave me the model, and I decided to use it. And I will be using it at length. So,
you've become a Jack. You're doing things because you like the model. What's up with that?
Yeah, yeah. But you know what, though? With target acquisition, the Gravram Spear actually became better, you know, because when you think about it, the Gravram Spear is really good for, you know, getting up and beating the hell out of somebody. You know what I mean? It is a AP2, and, you know, they do fight on a 5+, but AP2, but they're always, you know, hopefully going to be bigger than somebody. But what I like is it's got a range 4. AP2 frag 3.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
So now when you think about it, other than the long range observer who has the grenade launcher, you know, underneath his enforcer rifle, this is the only frag other than a grenade in the whole army. You know, that comes in a weapon, you know, without buying a frag grenade, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and for a Strider to have frag 3 and a range 4, which is one more than a grenade, it's not too bad. And then you can target acquisition him, you know, give you an extra dice to, you know, help out with that 4-up shoot. It's not bad. And if anybody knows me, I like target acquisition. Just, you know, I'm a big fan of TNA. Just love it. So, you know, and that's it. That's the list. That's about, I think that's 199 right there. The only thing, the Aggressor, you know, Ajax, right? Ajax Strider. He's coming in at the armor 3. So right now he's at armor 4. You know, he's got a melee and he's got a shooting weapon, which I like that because you don't want to give up that. But, he's at 55 points, and 5 victory points. That's pretty tough, you know? So with something like that, it's either I take the sergeant, you know, the Pathfinder sergeant, or the enforcer captain, because the Stallworth. I like Stallworth a lot with him. But then again, I'm losing 8 points on that. So, you know, I'm sorry, 12 points on that. So, you know, I would have to go down to a regular Strider for that. But, you know, that's the list. That's the change, you know, bringing a little heavy mech. I've been listening to this, these Slackjaw guys on Mobile Armor Radio, and they make me want to take these big robots and stuff. So ever since I've been listening to that, I've been Strider heavy over here. So, you know.
Yeah.
Robots.
Striders are cool. Yeah. And this is one of the better Striders, because especially with that 4+ shoot, a lot of them don't have that good of a shoot ability.
Yeah. Well, the enforcers in general have the best Striders, you know?
Yeah. Because what is the Iron Ancestor, it has 4+, so Iron Ancestor is pretty good. But a GCPS, I think, is it the same? Yeah, GCPS is 5, and I think Rebs are 5 too, aren't they?
Rebs are 5, and so is the Plague.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the Plague one is just terrible.
And the Stuntbot's 5 also, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Other than the Iron Ancestors, that is the best walker or mech or whatever you want to call them in the game.
I'm sorry, the Plague is a 6-up shoot.
Yeah, Jack knows that well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
terrible, terrible Plague.
Yeah. Well, that's why we reduced the cost of them, though, but still.
You know? But, and honestly, if you're taking the Plague Strider, it's because you have the model you want to, or you have to. There's so many better options that it's more of a, it's for a choice rather than effectiveness. Cause, yeah, price or no price, six up shoot on something that half of its, armaments are ranged. You're hard pressed to argue. And I think we have on past episodes, why you would take one over, I don't know, an aberration or.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
For the Enforcer Strider, I was thinking about taking that shield, but I was trying to find another weapon to take for it. But the only other weapon you can take other than the spear is the chainsaw or the flamer, I guess. Because everything else is two-handed, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, but then again, all those options are pretty good. Or should we save that for the hate?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that for that. Yeah, I should have saved it. Jeez.
That's all right.
Thanks, Taskmaster.
Or should we just forge on ahead?
No, we have to take a break. There's two commercial breaks in this show, man.
Okay.
We'll be back. We'll be back for the hate and the general what we didn't take and what we wish was better, everything. And we'll see.
Yeah, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh cool, I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
And welcome back to the award-winning team building exercise. We are deep within the podcast now. We can't even see sunlight anymore. We've done our respective lists. We've now moved on to what we call the hate. And Rob, what didn't we take from the long enforcer list?
Well, I'd like to say, first of all, I find all the leaders suck. I personally, looking through them all, I was like, they're either too expensive or I find their abilities are meh. Like even the ones, like target acquisition's good, but the stalwart, it's good, but it's kind of boring. And the one I took is all right, but it's boring. And Bastion, I really don't like at all. Like, just adding one armor. Because you have to really guess if they're going to penetrate your armor. So you have to, like, do I think this is going to work? Because it's before you roll out a dice. So we didn't take the Peacekeeper Captain. He's way too expensive. 4 VPs, 44 points. He saves on threes. He is a tank. But, man, that's expensive.
We just had hot takes with Rob.
Yeah, this is my original group, and I fell out of love with them. I just find them very, very boring now. Mm-hmm. This is true. So, Peacekeeper Captain, what do you guys think? Just way too expensive, or do you think there's a place for him in the world?
I think he's better now at 44 and 4, as opposed to what he was before. What was he, like 49 and 5? it was too much, man. I mean, he's like a Strider. Bastion's not bad. Bastion's there for when you're going to get ripped apart by something with, you know, AP or whatever. So you can help negate that or, you know, just when you're getting attacked by, you know, something that's high. But, you know, that's not always a good case because say you're going up against something, you know, you're getting shot with an A-train and has no AP, you know, I mean, armor one will take one away, but, you know.
Oh yeah, I find it like it's real luck in that one because it's just what your opponent rolls and like I guess you could say okay he's got a clear shot on me and he's above he's going to be rolling a lot of dice I should give this guy extra armor,
right?
But can you use as many as you want? No, maximum one die per use. Yeah, so
you just plus
if you
one.
Could stack them, that'd be kind of more useful, I guess, so you could really prevent someone from dying. Just like throw a ton of armor on him.
And another thing too, a drawback to this is it's for a single attack. It's not for the whole round.
Yeah, that's right. And, attack 2, recon 4, but you can take the Enforcer Captain to get the same. So it's not for what? 10 points less. So
is and 10 points in this is a lot.
Yeah. Sure, he's armor 2 and size 2, so he's a peacekeeper.
Well, then you throw a shield on him. Yeah. But then now you're at 49.
Yeah. And I wanted to make a peacekeeper list, but there's no peacekeeper troops, so it's you're forced to take some enforcers anyways. So if you're taking enforcers anyways,
right?
You know, I would have liked it if there was a way to make a really cheap peacekeeper or have a more heavily armored troop that maybe is just a tank, can't shoot very well, and I don't know.
Just hey, listen, the Forge Fathers aren't giving away that armor cheap, and you know, those guys are specialists.
I understand, but.
Yeah, yeah.
You kind of want a themed list, you know?
Yeah, the thing is that the peacekeepers are nice visually, but you're right, they are kind of boring. The enforcers as a whole aren't. They have some, you know, but the peacekeepers are kind of, they used to be like the badasses, like in the fluff and in the fiction, the books. They were animals, and now they're, okay, they're kind of I don't know, the potatoes in the stew. They're there and they're adding sustenance, but really, you're not looking forward to that when you dig your fork in.
Mm. Yeah, they're tanks. You're gonna have a tank list. You can throw those like Jack did, pretty much. But, for troops, we didn't take normal enforcers, but if you're gonna take normal enforcers, you might as well take the enforcer specialist, I guess, unless you want to fill up the troop spots. But for 16 points, like, that's quite a bit for a normal troop. When you can take assault enforcers for 14 or pathfinders, which are better, I think, for 15. So,
you know what it is? It's for 1 point less, you get a guy with a, you know, who shoots better. And then for 2 points less, you got a guy who fights better with an AP1 weapon. So, you know, the poor enforcers are basically left out in the lull.
They shoot the same. They both shoot at 4. All their stats are the same as the pathfinder, 4, 6, 4.
Right.
So it's, you're getting armor for 1 point, you're getting armor, but the other one has scout. And you get a tag rifle?
Yeah.
You don't get a jump pack, but...
You know what it is? The thing about the Pathfinders is, between scout and the tag rifle, it's such a good combination. If they didn't have a tag rifle, or they had a tag rifle and no scout, I think it would be tough. You know what I mean? But having scout is just...
Yeah, it's such a good ability.
So, you know, and a lot of... I mean, you know, I know people say that tough is like, you know, one of the best abilities in the game, which is really good. But I just love scout.
Yeah,
you know, like usually when I take my Pathfinder list with 6 Pathfinders in it, you're like, okay, I got these guys out here. Okay, you're done? All right. I'm going to move, you know.
Everybody.
2/3 of my army is going to move, plus the leader is going to move.
Plus you get if you take the Pathfinder Sergeant, you get 3+ recon. You're most likely going to get some more scouts up there.
Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, it's like 90% of the time you're gonna win the recon.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, oh man, they're just so good. They're just so good. You know, but just for that, but here's the thing too, they die real easy.
Oh yeah, no armor, but.
Yeah, no armor, but you know, with a 4-up save, you're in business, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you have a really high chance of saving. So, you know, I don't know. They're just, you know, I mean, we've said it enough, but Pathfinders are really good. And then, you know, if you want to go a little cheaper VP-wise, then you can spam the Assault Enforcers, which is a good...
That's why the Enforcer's going to get stuck in between those two.
Yeah.
So.
But I disagree with you guys, man. I get jazzed to play the Enforcers.
Yeah.
You know? I do, you know, and I change some stuff around a little bit. Like this one. I was like, all right, well, you know, I mean, I got to take the Pathfinders and the Sergeant, but
that's what I mean. Now it's like, look, we made our lists. I made a list purposely not to put Pathfinders in, but you kind of have to, as troops, why wouldn't you just take Pathfinders? Assault Enforcers are fine, but Pathfinders are so much better.
Right.
But, or even mix them up like Jack did. That's a good mix too. Then for Specialists, we didn't take a Dog Drone. You do like the Dog Drone, so don't you, Coach?
Yeah, but you know what? The freaking Ajax thing was 55 points.
Yeah, took up a lot of your space there, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? If I didn't take the Ajax, I would have took like maybe 1 or 2 Dog Drones. Dog Drones are awesome for the fact that all they do is just, they're there for suppression.
And 2/4 move is nice too.
Yeah, yeah. So you get them wherever you're going to get them. And then, you know, they just suppress somebody. And then.
Yeah, because they don't care if you're hitting. They're shooting on 6s, but you don't really care. You're just going to suppress them.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, and if you just happen to kill something, it's like, you know, the bells ring and the Council of Seven give everybody a day off. But, It's really their purpose is to just suppress stuff.
12 points, one VP too. Great price.
Yeah, oh, it's awesome. They're great, you know, great unit. You know, like I said, without, I took the Strider. So when you, the thing about the Enforcers, the Forge Fathers, Asterians, you're going to sacrifice stuff. So I sacrificed my dog drones to take the Strider.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's really hard on one and the other. But if you're playing, let's say, Plague or, you know, the Marauders, and you want to change some stuff around, you can kind of keep that core list together. But with the Enforcers, the Asterians, the Forge Fathers, if you take it off one end, the other end gets affected really hard. So you know, you have to play with it. So now, how do you compensate by that? You know, that's why I took the Strider to make sure and, you know, have enough AP in there, but I got a lot of firepower, but not enough AP. So it's, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. So that's why I would have gave the other Peacekeeper a shield because I would have took two dogs, you know, to get that surprise.
Extra points, yeah.
Right. But, you know, unfortunately.
You took the high priced option.
Yeah. Yeah. I went with the Porsche. I didn't go with the, go with the Toyotas. But sometimes you got to do that. Bees like that sometimes, you know.
And I will say that my Enforcer Specialist with the Incinerator was a dog drone for a while, because they serve the same purpose, is to try and pin down a square of people as kind of suppression. But boy, oh boy, the Enforcer with the big flamethrower and the model I have, it looks like he should be riding on the back of a Mad Max vehicle. I can see there's the dog drone has a place in almost any army. That like I would not question. It's one of those ones that when you see it, it's like yeah, of course.
Yeah. The thing too, though, the only drawback to the incinerator is the range.
Yeah, that's always true. The flamethrowers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, we'll get into weapons a little bit later, but to finish off Specialist, nobody took a Pathfinder Specialist. What's the point of taking a Pathfinder Specialist when you have a Pathfinder? I guess if you want to give him a sniper rifle, but why? Yeah. Tag rifles for free is way better than a sniper rifle. Not right. Way better, but it's just as good.
Well, it's you basically, if you make a sniper out, you make a sniper out of it for 1 point less, you know, giving him a sniper rifle, but then again, you're getting scout, but you're losing the armor.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I'd rather just take like what you did, just take a Enforcer Specialist. You know, it's funny. It's the Enforcer Specialist is basically a sniper, you know, but we don't have an entry for it.
Yeah. I used to have the Enforcer Sniper as a separate entry, but now it's just under its Specialist because you can also take missile launchers and certain other things, which we'll talk about. Enforcer Engineer and Medic. We've harped on these guys enough. We none of us really are fans of either of these things. Engineers could be better if they could fix vehicles or something, maybe. But and medics, man, you just the games aren't long enough for medics to be worthwhile. We've said it many times.
Yeah.
And vehicles. We didn't take a jet bike. I almost did. I love jet bikes, but they're kind of like you have to know what you want. High speed with those guys. You want to be able to run up and do stuff. They have flight now, which is really nice, and they have evade now, which is really nice. So. That changes them quite a bit, but.
Yeah. I mean, they're better.
Yeah.
And then if you wanted for a low price of 4 points, you could throw stealth on them.
Yeah. Give them stealthy.
Yeah.
And they also can have, what are the other options? They can have.
You could have the missile launcher.
The missile launcher. That's the other one, yeah.
Yeah. Or you could put a burst laser on them, too.
Yeah. And you didn't take the regular Strider. You took the Ajax, but regular Striders are great. We've talked about it.
Yeah. Well, it's a Strider with heavy-duty upgrades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some of the things we weapon-wise I was going to want to talk about was combat shotguns. Once again, it's the range. They're only 1 point, but range 2, that really – I've switched guys out because, once again, I liked my guy with the shotgun. But I don't find knockback that useful, and that range really kills those guys when you can have just a laser rifle at range 6 with rapid fire. So.
Right.
Fusion gun is the other thing that gives frag in the list. It's heavy with frag 3. It's range 4, once again, short range. 6 points, pretty expensive.
6 points and one VP, man. It's nuts.
That's hard. You know, when yeah, there's other better choices, I think.
You know what's funny? Before I said this is the, you know, the only way to get that is, like an indirect. I meant to say it was indirect, not that, but like, you don't even think about the fusion gun.
No.
You know, you never it's really just, it's so expensive, man.
And the range 4 is, it really hurts. At that close range, you don't want to be fragging people.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If it was range 4, 6, and 1 VP with a frag 3, I would take it.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
Heavy, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I see a guy running up and then throwing a grenade. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the guy that usually runs up and throws a grenade, but he gets shot, you know, like right after he throws it, that deal. But this thing is heavy, man. You know, I mean, it might work with mobile infantry,
mobile infantry, yeah.
Yeah. But, I have it. I have the, actually, the guy, I have it from the first Kickstarter. He's the heavy, you know, the metal model. For whatever reason, he has a metal model with a metal fusion gun. But I've never, it's just so expensive.
We have it too, and we never use them.
So what are you talking? You get a specialist with a fusion gun, right? Yeah. So you're 16, you're at 22 points, 3 VPs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not worth it, man.
And
you'd have to base your list around
fragging. But once again, frag's great at range. It's too close.
Yeah, but you have to offsetting his weaknesses. You'd have to constantly be thinking about, okay, I want him, but what do I do to make up for the speed? Because with heavy, or what am I going to do? What leader am I going to take? That's a lot of energy to put into, frag.
One trick pony. It's only frag 3. It's not even like crazy frag.
Right. Well, it does. You know, it does have a range 4, which is okay.
Yeah,
that's the cutoff. You know what I mean? Range 4 is the cutoff. A grenade is range 3.
Yeah.
But now with this guy, you're gonna let's say mobile infantry. But if you take a different leader, you're always gonna have to have a shoot dice ready to go for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if you move him one, I mean, if you're gonna use a shoot die, you're gonna have to run him up and then use that, because a movement wouldn't work. You would move him up one and then shoot. You know. I mean, frag 3 is good. It's good. It's good. That's a grenade. But, you know, why don't you just buy the frag grenades and give it to him?
It'd be nice if actually the dog could take that. That'd be almost useful. He'd be only 18 points. He moves really far, so you could get him in a position. Mm. I think you should add light assault to dogs.
But then you would have to definitely use a shoot dice on them too.
Yeah, of course.
You know? But then with a crappy 6 shoot, you know.
True. So. But it's frag, so you're going to hit something.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully a lot of guys group together.
Hopefully it'll bounce somewhere. Yeah.
Then we have thermal rifle, 7 points, which is expensive. 1 VP, range 3, AP2. That's pretty expensive to get AP2, and for 1 point more, you can get a missile launcher for range 8 and AP5. It's heavy, right.
Well, that's the thing. That's it. You know, you just basically summed it up right there.
But AP2, that's expensive for AP2.
Yeah.
Range 3, that's what really hurts too. It's almost like a shotgun, a thermal shotgun. Missile launchers, I've taken them in the past, and they never, even shooting like a Strider, they never work. They just never, ever, ever work. That AP5 looks nice on paper to just nullify any armor, but I've never had them work good.
Yeah, this might be a confirmation bias situation.
Yeah.
Because I know you've been infuriated so many times that I don't know if someone said your next army, you have to put, I don't know if you would rather eat a bullet than put one in.
Yeah,
what's sad is they're such cool models.
Yeah, they do look cool. And they have that whole, for Warpath, they had that whole metal upgrade set. They gave you I have tons of those just sitting around because I just don't use them.
You know what it is? It's in Warpath, you can take like a heavy weapon squad and you can take all missile launchers.
Much better.
It's good.
Well, at least it's useful somewhere.
Yeah, but you know, I think, well, honestly, it was in Dead Zone first and then it got moved into there. So, you know, I think they had a chance to actually make it better, and it was.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a shame that what happened to that game. Just withered and died.
Well, we're going to try to bring it back, Jack.
It's still in Coach's heart.
Yeah.
You got a mouse in your pocket? I don't give a
shit. Not today.
It can rot.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, you know, all jokes aside, we played it at Adepticon, and it was a lot of fun. It really was a lot of fun. You know, it was like, it wasn't Dead Zone. It was another game. It wasn't 40K. It was a lot of fun. You know,
well, so. I'm sure it's fine. It's just, yeah, you're trying to go into a place where 40K lives, but that's a whole other discussion. We should discuss that somewhere else.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying that just on its own as a game itself,
yeah,
as bigger scale in the universe that I really love, I really enjoyed it thoroughly.
Good. Yeah. At least someone does. Well, nobody took chainsaws in the walkers, which is good that they have that choice now in the flamer. They never used to have that in, I don't know when that came in, probably version 2 that came in. But I do like the fact that you can now build a Enforcer Strider with a chainsaw and a flamer if you really wanted to.
You can even choose chainsaws.
Yeah. Doesn't help any, but yeah, it'd be cool.
Eh, you know what? Frenzy too.
Does it? Yeah, I guess it would, because it's not on the weapon, eh? That's a good point.
It's on the weapon, so you take...
It would stack, know. Yeah.
So, you know, that's the... Come on, Rob, you're a mobile Gundam guy, a double chainsaw, you know, running across the field, you know, to fight. That's not a bad thing. Yeah, that's a pretty cool graphic, you know.
Jack built a Strider with 2 heavy burst lasers. Does that count?
It would if they were only 1 hard point.
But. They are in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then again, you know, if you're doing that with Frenzy 2. And they fight on a 5, which is respectable, not
average,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing is that becomes a 1-trick pony.
Oh yeah, you got to get up there and start chainsawing people, and they're right, not the quickest things.
That's why I like the, you know, I mean, so what's the base Strider? The base Strider is 35,
mm-hmm.
and then another 16. All right, so I calculate that's 72 points, right, Rob? Something like that. Yeah. So you're still expensive. So for a few more points, I think the aggressive is the way to go.
Yeah. The Ajax, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, it's got so many freaking names. The aggressor, the Ajax, the Strider with the spear, whatever you want to call it. But
Speary.
Gambling, yeah. Tomato.
yeah. Nobody took hollow sights. They're expensive. Sentry guns, you have to set them up, which is a pain in the ass.
And you got to take the engineer.
Yeah. Mono wheel scout bike, which are coming back. The model's coming back to purchase.
Yeah.
12 points, though, and unique. Really expensive. If you could, like, kit out your whole team with those, that'd be kind of fun. But the fact that they're unique, they should be just common. If you're willing to pay 12 points to put everybody on motorcycles, I think it's worth it.
You have a whole unicycle army.
Yeah, that's the problem. They're just so stupid looking. Someone posted recently in Dead Zone Fanatics that they found a replacement. It actually has 2 wheels, and it looked really cool with the Pathfinder girl with the sniper rifle or the specialist. I guess it's just a tag rifle, but right. She looks good on the a normal motorcycle. Mono wheels look stupid.
The problem is I would have to go to the plague, get the Rob Helford outfit, throw that guy on the mono wheel.
Yeah,
for
it's
all
like
the
Wild Bunch.
Marlon Brando-esque.
just take the hat off and put it on a Pathfinder.
There you go. All the Pathfinders just have that head. That's awesome.
Yeah, but then again, you could put a... you could put a Peacekeeper on a scout bike. I know somebody modeled one of those up, right, Rob?
Yeah, I did. I actually used it in the game. It kind of worked. It didn't work great, but it kind of worked.
Yeah, it worked. It worked. You know what?
It gave more speed. Like, that's nice to give you, what is it, 2-4, I think, with a mono wheel?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
The Christmas miracle is that I made a Wild Bunch reference and everyone was on board. I thought for sure I was going to get crickets.
Hey, we're all about the Wild Bunch.
You were worried about Stuart Smiling, and you went to the Brando and the Wild Bunch black and white movie. Go check my calendar.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There's a few other things, too, that, you know, we didn't take the heavy burst laser, which I know you guys aren't a fan of.
Nah, suppression's not something we really play with. Obviously, it's good, but it's just, it's that one extra step.
Yeah.
I just like strategic.
You never miss.
Yeah, that's always nice. And you can really control an army by suppressing them.
Mm. And also the Polaris cannon.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
No, they're fine. Polaris cannons are, that's my go-to if I'm just building a normal strider. I would give them a Polaris. That is my favorite normal strider weapon.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you had, you know, like I did the shield and the spear, it's 2 points and 20 extra points. So it's pricey. Pricey.
Yeah. That's, you get expensive after, especially with the striders. They're not the cheapest things on the planet.
Yeah.
But they're awesome. Striders are cool.
Yeah, they're cool. I usually don't take them.
Yeah. Yeah, you're usually opposite. Usually me or Jack are the one to take the striders, but.
Yeah.
This time I didn't have I wanted for my snipers, so. You can't have snipers and striders. You just don't have that many points.
No, it's just not. Well, I mean, you're saying, oh, I didn't want to go overload on the Pathfinder, so I took four snipers.
Well, I could have taken all Pathfinders and snipers. That would have been a mean list.
That would have been cool. That would have been cool. You know, just don't get into combat.
Yeah, that's right. You have to stay away. Hopefully you have a gun line and hope that you don't leave your deployment zone and just shoot whoever comes at you.
I'm sure a few guys might make it through, but you know what, Rob, that list that you made, you know, like with all those snipers, that's where smoke comes in. Smoke is like bane of that existence, you know?
Yeah. Indirect's the way to defeat smoke. But yeah, you start popping smoke and then your snipers are useless pretty much.
Right. And indirect's a way to beat smoke, and this whole army, there's no indirect.
Yeah, there's no indirect in the enforcers at all.
The enforcers at all. Like I said, the only one was Long Range Observer.
Maybe we can get, with the new units coming and the new containment protocols next summer, we can get some indirect for the poor enforcers.
Yeah, right.
Well, not every unit has to have, every faction has to have a matching unit.
But enforcers are supposed to be, you know, jack of all trades here. They should be able to do everything. Maybe not good, but they should be able to do everything.
Yeah. I don't know why they never had indirect.
Yeah, it's just funny that just got... Just something they never had. Well, it used to be this. It, really, indirect was kind of rare. It was only the plague really had it, in the Asterians, I guess.
Well, the mortars and the, you know, like the, like the
grenade launchers. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I guess it's. I think the whole point of the enforcers is it's not the GCPS. It's not obviously the plague. It's a hard hitting, fast moving unit. You know, we're getting in, getting out, that type of deal. So, you know, even though we didn't take jet bikes, you know, that I think that's the whole thing, and they're very mobile.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, they only move on a 1-2. So
unlike the plague, where all move 2-3. I still, we talked about it last time. I still don't think the regular plague stage 3 should be 2-3. Like I agree. I think the leaper should be 2-3, but not the regular.
Right,
that always
right.
confused me. Anyways, enough about the plague. Anything else about the enforcers that we can talk about, or should we wrap it up? And
I still really like them. I love playing them. So, you know, that's, but the problem is when we do battle reports, nobody wants to see me play the enforcers every single battle report.
Yeah.
But if it was up to me, I would. I love it. I love, you know, playing the enforcers. I really do. You know, because there's enough, the enforcers are the truest sense of the word, where you have to come down to list building. Every decision is important. Every single decision is important. You know, it's like, do I take a fusion gun? But if I take a fusion gun, how do I make that feasible? How do I make that work with this list? How do I do that? You know what I mean? It's really, this is really like, you know, people like, oh, when you start off, you should do the enforcers. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. That's a really good point. They're just expensive enough that you don't have any play, you know, you don't have any funny money to, you know, mix it up a little bit, put a little onto a unit that, you know, you don't need, but he could, you know, affect the game. And they're not so expensive that you take this particular thing and that's going to be your lot in life. There are no Forge Fathers where, okay, you have to take four guys that are just monsters in the point cost, but it's worth it. You really do have to be conscientious.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like, it's not as forgiving as the plague or, certain other ones, Marauders, where you can just throw things against the wall and it kind of...
Oh, God, yes, yeah.
Yeah, or even Rebs.
Yeah, you Rebs,
know,
yeah.
Rebs are pretty cheap, too, you know. But, you know, this is supposed to be the elite force.
Yeah, but they're not. That's the problem.
Well, they are and they aren't.
Yeah. Once again, I think the Astarians are easier to build lists for because you have an idea. Where this is, like you say, there's so many, like, subtle options that it's not, you can't really be like, oh, I really want to do this. It's more like, okay, I got to try to fit this into here. It's like almost like a puzzle where even the Astarians, where they're expensive too, but at least you could say, okay, I want to go for Indirect, or I want to go for Khaleesi. I want to, you know, like, you can kind of focus on a certain area. Where this, I find it's, you're taking in Pathfinders, most likely as your troops, and then you're deciding, okay, what are my specialists going to be? Am I going to go tanks? Am I going to go striders? Am I going to go snipers? You know, like, I don't know. It's just not as fun, I found, as other lists, for some reason. Mm. They hurt me in my heart.
Yeah, I don't know who you are anymore, Ralph. Mm-hmm.
But I do believe it is Jack's turn to pick next week, or next month's.
Yes, I believe it is. And I think, as per the, canonically, as it has been done before and shall be done again, I get to choose twice this time.
No.
Well, wait, before you do that, should I go over what we have left?
Yes, please tell us what we have left. Yeah, and we'll see if you get it right.
I have two choices to make, so I better be informed when I do it.
Well, we'll see what happens. We didn't do the Astarians, did we?
Yes, we did.
Oh, we did. All right. We have the Forge Fathers.
Yep.
The GCPDS.
Yep.
The Marauders.
Yep.
The Rebs.
And that's it?
That's it. Because we've done the Astarians. We've done the Enforcers today. We did the...
Plague, Vermin.
Yeah.
Nameless. Maison.
The Vermin. Well, it's funny. I was saying that, did we do the Vermin? Because I can't remember if we did or we didn't. Because we did twice.
Yeah, we did twice. Well, I can't wait for the future, so we'll have more selection there. But please, Jack, out of those, four left, yeah. What is your choice?
See, that's a good point. I was hoping that, we could do one about the mercenaries.
We will.
Next year.
Soon, Jack. I mean, you already have the book, so stop being a jerk.
Yes, but no one else does, so I don't want to release all the spoilers about...
Come on, Jack, don't be like that.
Stop gloating the fact that you've had this book for 3 years.
Well, I do believe the new Skeksis models will look fantastic. So my choice. We've done the plague. We've done Vermin. We've done.
You've done all your favorites.
Yeah, we have. We've done the my wheelhouse. We've bashed in my skull and scooped out the soft, sweet, succulent brains inside. So I might have to throw a bone and go with someone else's.
Well, you're going to have to because that's all that's left.
I could abstain. I could.
That's true. You can pass your choice to the coach. You can pass. Like.
No problem. Good. But you never would do that. So
that's right. No. He'll never give up his choice. can pry it from his dead, cold, dead hands.
I'm going to be a rebel, and I'm going to choose the Rebs.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought for sure you weren't going to choose the Rebs.
I knew. That's why I had to. I
it was
did
a double double zigged, trick. Yeah.
Zagged and then zigged back.
Rebs. Yes. Rebs are, I think it's going to be fun. I like the Rebs. I never play them, but I do like them.
They've changed a lot since the last time it's I played true. Them.
This would be a good one.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one of those ones where you go, oh, yeah, okay, this is different. Like, it'll be a refreshing...
New leaders, new whole ways to build armies. And
yeah. Yeah, so if you boys are happy with my selection, then it sounds like that's going to be the January, Rebuary.
That's Rebuary. Well,
whether or not we're okay with it, that's what we're doing because that's what you picked. So
yeah, we have no choice. That's the way this world works.
Okay, and then for my second pick, I would like to do.
All right, so thanks for tuning in to.
Please do go to Third Sphere, the Third Sphere podcast It's at on Podbean, or you can find that on iTunes. Coach and the ever effervescent Tyler have talk all things Warpath Universe. Dead Zone.
We've taken a little break, but we're going to get back to it real soon because there's a lot of stuff it's funny. We have a lot of stuff to discuss, and we've been talking a lot about it, but just haven't gotten around to doing it.
Well, it's always hard to get people to record around.
Oh, man.
That's why, to pull back the curtain a bit, we're recording this quite early because it's Christmas time. We're never going to be able to record this later. So If anything, like the world blows up between now and the end of the year, you'll know why we haven't mentioned any of it. Mm. Yes, and then you can go to FamilyGamer777 on YouTube, which is always great. They're covering things, all things not Mantic, which is great.
which you guys approve of wholeheartedly, correct?
That's right. And, Dead Zone the Podcast is us. You can go to, for superhero fun, you can go to the Superhero Crew on YouTube, which is, if you want to hear about superheroes, and Andrew ranting about things, which is my favorite thing on that channel.
He's always pissed off, which is
good. I love
it.
he makes me laugh every time.
It's gotten to the point now where it's like we'll watch a good movie and it's like, boy, that movie was awesome. I know what I'm talking about. It's terrible.
No, he's become a critic.
No, it's like, I guess his generation, everybody hates everything.
Yeah.
Like everything, you know?
I think it's an apple tree situation.
He fell pretty close to that tree.
No, I like everything.
That's true. No, I must say, Coach likes everything. Things he shouldn't like, he likes.
Yeah. I'm a phys ed teacher and a football coach, and I play miniature games. If they didn't break the mold with me, I don't know what the hell's going on.
You know? Yeah, so there you go. Go visit the Superhero Crew just to listen to Andrew rant because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And Jack and Coach have their Guild Ball show. Always go to that.
We're going to be starting our Gasland podcast.
That's right.
Right, Jack?
Yeah, I was petitioning for We've Got Gas, but Coach, what was the one you wanted?
No gas, pass, or ass. Nobody rides for free, that type of deal.
What's that song, the National Gas? What's that one song?
Oh, come on, Rob. Come on. Let's not make a mockery of our new podcast.
Yeah, really? You mean you come on. Trapping on it already?
Oh, man. I just want to know that name of that song now.
We're going to do
we just, can we just fade out now with this failure of entertainment?
Classical Gas. That's what it is.
We're going to fade out.
Oot. So anyways, yes, these guys do stupid shows that nobody listens to anyways.
Yeah, if you can find them, let us know. Yeah. If you listen to it, let us know. Yeah. If you can find that podcast and where Jack lives, let us know.
Yep, and we'll be back next month for those Rebs, those damn dirty Rebs.
Bring it in the new year with the rebellion. I like it.
Always rebelling. Mm. Okay. I guess that wraps it up.
That was a screeching halt right there.
I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm Coach Uninterrupted this time.
Ew, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?